Dalad Eor, Sunday the 4th of May, Harav Pinchas Breuer, Hachono Le Kabbalas HaTorah. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by family Itzkovitz, Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Shimon Michael Svi, Ben Avraham Itzkovitz, Zecha Livrocho.
I guess it's nice to be here, to have the opportunity to give a drosha on this important project to start today, the Torah Way. And we do hope it should be an Ilu Nishmosoi of the father of, what's your first name?
Dodi
Iskovich, who was a personal friend of mine from the Yeshiva days still. Montreux Yeshiva, we knew each other. Always had a nice encounter with him. Baruch Hashem, that his son is continuing in a nice way. Let's tell you a little vote that the Kibbut Av of Esau was supposed to be exemplary, his Kibbut Av. Even in a certain way, on a greater level than Yankov. But there's one thing Esav could not compete with. The Moreh says in Kiddushin, you have to be mechabed your parents, bein mechayim or bein la'acha moisoi. I don't think Esav could accomplish that. I'll tell you why. Because what is the kibbut you do la'mechayim? Machiloi, mashkeyu, mahanui, menuchosav. This you cannot do la'acha misosoi. So what's the kibbut you can do, give to your parents la'acha misoi? How can you honor them? By giving them a bit of nachas and following in their ways. That was not Esav's agenda, you see. But we, Baruch Hashem, can be mechabed afil la'acha moise as well. Hachone lekabodas ha-toire is a very general topic. I think a lot has been said about it. But I want to deal with a certain theme this time. The Poshet Tzach came about lately to think about it. I have mentioned before the Kabbalah of Pianzich Tzadik Livroche has a shaila. Why do we call the Yontev of Shavuos by the name of Shavuos? Shavuos are the weeks preceding Yontev. The Shiva Shavuos Tispolach, it is count the Oymer, the 7 weeks. You don't name something on the basis of the Hachone to it. Well, the Hasidim say Hachone is a very important thing, sometimes more important than the mitzvah. But do we have to call Shavuos because there were 7 weeks to prepare for it? It should have its own name, the Yontev, and the Shavuos is a preparation for it. So he explains that the Kabbalas HaTorah all depends how much preparation you put in. Therefore it's called Shavuos, because as much as you prepare yourself in these weeks, leading up to Matan Torah, that's what your Shavuos actually is. So what is exactly the preparation? Well listen, I think, there's a member, we say it every Seder night, Bechol doya vodoya, we're very inspired by it, I'm surely. Bechol doya vodoya, chayov odom liroi ses atzmoi ki ilu hu yotzo mi mitzrayim. Shenema, voisonu, etc. So normally we think that at Seder night, this chayov odom liroi, that's where it ends. It starts and it ends on Seder night. But I would suggest, and perhaps others have said the same thing, that it's not only the Seder night that we have to follow in the path of what the Yidden did at that time, I think till Matan Torah. We have to follow the path of the Yidden going into the Midbar in all the weeks preceding and leading to Matan Torah. And we have to imagine ourselves in our day and age as if we are on the way to Har Sinai, which we actually are. We're preparing for Matan Torah. What was on the agenda of Klal Yisrael at this time of the year? In Chodesh Iyar, on the way, wherever they were, on the way to Midbar Sinai, what was the agenda? One thing they had in mind. They looked forward to, and they anticipated Matan Torah. With a great tshuka, with a great hislavus, and great preparation. Ad kedei kach that the Rechaim HaKodesh says, why didn't the Ribbono Shel Olam put them up in Midbar Sinai immediately, by Har Sinai, and let them wait there, wait out these 6 weeks until Matan Torah? Why do they have to go wandering around in the desert until they came there? Well, you don't ask questions on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there must have been a reason for it, but he tries to explain it. Why is it like that? Why do they have to wander around? She explains that the Ribbono Shel Olam couldn't put them up, couldn't encamp them in Har Sinai and hold them back, hold back Matan Torah for this number of weeks. He said, just as you put a chosen under the canopy, under the chuppah, and you tell him, wait 6 weeks till you get married. It's a real tzava l'chaimus. They had such a tshuka, and such a hava for Torah, such a craving, such a longing for Matan Torah, they wouldn't shaykh to put them up at Har Sinai. So at least we know what we're dealing with, what Klal Yisrael was really anticipating. That's what we have to do today. We're also anticipating Matan Torah. What do they do in those 7 weeks? The Zohar HaKodesh says, compares Klal Yisrael in those 7 weeks to an Isho HaMetaheres Atzmo Mitum Oso. After having become unclean, rendered unclean, she has to wait 7 days and count 7 Nikiim in order to become totally purified from her tumah, from her uncleanliness. So the avodah of the weeks preceding Matan Torah are in the same line as it was in the Midbar, the Shiva Nikiim, to prepare for Torah some type of Nikius, some time of cleansing or purification in leading up to Torah. What do we have to clean ourselves out of? What dirt do we carry with us? What lichluch do we have? What tumor that we have to sort of remove it on the way to coming to Matan Torah to prepare ourselves? Thinking back in the Dora Midbar, what was there? What was the case at the time of the Dora Midbar? We all know when Eden left Mitzrayim, it wasn't so simple. In fact, the South of Mitzrayim at the time, until Kriyas Yamsuf, and especially at Yetzias Mitzrayim, why are you taking the Jews out of Egypt? He says, Halolu oivde avodah zorah, v'halolu oivde avodah zorah. There are Ma'amorim and Chazal that do say that Yidden could identify themselves and had a certain schus of leshinu leshoinam, leshinu shmom, leshinu malbusham, but yet, they were very much caught in the net of avodah zorah. To the extent that Yechezkel HaNovi says in one place that they couldn't even leave their avodah zorah. It was difficult for them to forsake all their avodah zorah at the time, the shikutzim and the chiuvim of the avodah zorah. They had adapted. And as you all know, as Chazal always explained, if somebody goes into a shop where a lot of perfumes are being sold, in a cosmetic shop, cosmetics, perfume, and he leaves it, even though he didn't touch anything, but Hayoshi was in that Avira. When he leaves the place, he'll have a scent, he'll smell of perfume. Whereas if a person goes into a busiki, where they work on oirois, and there's a terrible odor there, and he leaves the place, something will catch on to him. Therefore, Yidne Mitzrayim, after having been there for 210 years, and many of them were born in Mitzrayim, they never saw anything better. Katoiram Zoichnishkehat at the time, they kept together in a certain way, but obviously, the dust and the dirt and the Toyevois of Mitzrayim in all respects caught on by the Yidden. And what Matan Torah was all about, the 7 weeks preparing for Matan Torah to rid themselves of all this dust that accumulated right through the years and to come to Matan Torah after a sur mirah to approach the Asei Toiv. Mi o isha chofetz chayim, chayim is chayim shal Torah. There has to be a procedure, a process, better to say, of sur mirah v'asei toif. L'amitah shel dvorim, this type of nisoyen has been accompanying us right through the Golus. From then on, and the Rebbeinu Shlom knew too well, but the Yidden showed at that time that in a short period of just 7 weeks, after having had 210 years of oppression, of Shibud Mitzrayim, in all senses of the word, not only physically, but spiritually and mentally as well, they were able in 7 weeks to transform themselves, to become the Amma Torah and the Amma Nifcha, to be able to receive the Torah, accept the Torah. Let's be frank with ourselves. To be Zoche to Torah is not just a point, I'm just sitting down to a Gemara and then doing whatever I like to. I have my shia. Very nice, Boch Hashem, you get a schar for kviyasit in the Torah. But we're talking of being zoiche to Torah. The Torah should become a kinyan, should be zoyche to kes the Torah, should become part of you, part of your system. It is a problem, because from the beginning of, from we function as Klal Yisrael, as Am HaTorah, we are expected, and that's what we accepted upon ourselves in Matan Torah, that we live differently to the Goyim, in all senses of the word. We have a different style of life, a different outlook, a different Ashkofas Achayim, in all issues, surely in moral issues, as regarding sneers, as regarding our moral turpitude, what's expected of Klal Yisrael, in terms of Hashkofe and Emune, what to believe. Where do we get our Hashkofes today? If somebody is imbued with Torah, day and night, and that's all that he has, so he tries to take his Hashkofes out from the Torah itself. But today we're caught up with a lot of things. There are a lot of things we see, a lot of things we communicate with, a lot of things that we read, and we're reading things from all over, from people who have no shaykhus to a firm belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everybody giving his views, and everything, we're exposed to everything today. It never used to be like this in Klal Yisrael. People used to live, even if he lived in a town, but he didn't have a communication with the whole world. Today, all Hashkofes Oilem come in a huge bilbul hadas, and they befall us. The moment, not only when we go out of the house, even in the house itself as well. Where we are, the moment we wake up, we are in a world of tumult, of turbulence, of turmoil in the Weissnuschwimmer house, and it's not a clear-cut view the way the Torah understands us. We have to know for an Emes that the Derech HaTorah started off with the words of Avdil Eschem Min O'amim Li Oisli. It's a posik in the Torah. I just overheard lately, I gave a shiva call to the Brisker Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Shua, and his grandfather, his mother passed away, so his mother's father was close to the Chofetz Chaim. And he said that the Chofetz Chaim was once looking over his sefer, and he had to go to a censor. So who are the censors? That was Meshumodim, people converts, those who converted to Christianity, because they knew the Torah, they knew exactly what to look up, they knew Lashon HaKodesh as well, and they had to censor it. So while the Chofetz Chaim was talking to him and discussing things, he used an expression, Lehavdil Tzidigoyim. You know, he gave out the Lashon Lehavdil. We always say Lehavdil, don't we? So that censor, the Meshumid, said to the Chofetz Chaim, what, Lehavdil? What's the Lehavdil? Goyim are also nice people. But he had to fend for himself, you see. Goyim are also nice. Chofetz Chaim heard that. Chofetz Chaim said to him, ich verstehe euch nicht, sagte. I'll say this in Yiddish, the way the Chofetz Chaim said it. He said, I verstehe euch nicht. A pussy kennt ihr doch hier. Ihr sagt doch, als ihr kennt. At least nach, they know a little bit. But they thought they knew nach. Zeroffene Possig in the Taylor, sagte. Zeroffene Possig, am gesagt, Lehavdil. And he referred to this Possig. For Avdil Eschem in Oamim, in Yisri, what's Frexter? What's your problem? It's a Possig in the Torah. But it's not so simple. From Matan Torah onwards, when Yidden prepared some Torah, they knew they were going into a new lifestyle. Let me tell you a word. My elder said to the Chayim of Roch, I have an opportunity to say over the Nachos Bin Yomin, he has a word to say on a Gemara in Shabbos, which I think is Emeslam Litra, in Pshat in the Gemara. I don't know if I've said it here ever, but it's a nice Pshat. The Gemara said there was a certain Geir wanted to convert, and he came up to Hillel when he took him out of the bathroom, Shabbos, the famous Gemara, and Hillel patiently opened the door for him, and then he came up with his wonderful idea. He wants to learn Kol HaTorah Kulo and Regel Achas. He wasn't happy on 2 feet or 1 foot. But soon he Regel Achas had a different pshat. He wants to learn it on Regel Achas. So Hillel said to him, Madaloch Sone Lechavroch Loisavi, this is Torah. The Idoch Gemara, you Kol HaTorah Kulo. So the obvious question is it Kol HaTorah Kulo? He has to tell him what Ben Odom Lachveiroi, the Behaftel Eriachu Komoicho, that's Kol HaTorah Kulo. There's a Chedek of Ben Odom Lamokim, which Yiddishkeit is all about. So what do you mean just telling in the mitzvah of Mad Aloch Sone Lechavrech Loisavi, you Kol HaTorah Kulo? So my Alter Zayd explains, that's clear, the Goy knew, this one who wanted to convert, he knew, with no sophie, he had no doubt, that to become a Yid, you have to accept upon yourself the ganze Teure. He doesn't know any tefillin beforehand. Er weiß nicht, wie Kashab ist. And all the mitzvahs of the Teure, of course. It's not Shaykh before he converts. But he thought to himself, that's what's negev in Odom Lamokim. In Odom Lachveiroi, the Goyim also had a certain constitution as how social life should be led, and they have their bin Odom Lachveiroi. So I keep to that. And that could be the regel achas. I think others want to say, he meant regel achas. I only want to be mekabel bin Odom Lamokim. Al regel achas, because the two chalokim of the service adibu is like 2 feet. The bin Odom Lachveiroi diger chedik, bin Odom Lamokim diger. He wanted to have regel achas just the bin Odom Lamokim. My editor doesn't say this word, I'm just adding it on. But Pshat in the Gemara, he wanted to accept upon himself the Derech HaToyrim bin Odom Lamokim bin Odom Lachveiroi, but they blieb mit Goy Shash Kofis. So Hillel said to him, you're gravely mistaken. To become a Yid in the full sense of the word, a fully fledged Jew, is not enough just to be Mekab bin Odom Lamokim. You have to know we have a total different system in the bin Odom Lachveiroi Oich. The Vahavtel Reachu Kamoicha is Oich et Kol HaToyri Kula. As the Bar Timura said in the beginning of Ovis, that all the Midas, that all the Tanoi mentioned, each one in his own way, is Hakoil Kiblu Misinai, Moite Kiblu Teure Misinai, goes on the Sechta Ovis, not only on the Alochas of Shoyot and Ogach. Everything is Teure, after the Midas are Teure in the Dreshes way. And that's a person that understands. To Zayin Ayid means we have a different lifestyle. The Chazanishot Chamolo is gedruckt with a Loshen. He said, was by they, he was even talking about non-religious Jews who don't keep the Torah. He says, was by they is a havo, listen to this one, is by uns chorus. And I don't have to explain what he meant. But by them is a havo, is by us chorus. It's a different outlook in life. How can we even have any dialogue with these people? The Goyche Welt, Shem Yishmerenu, and they've shown what they are able, what they are capable of doing. The education today, the chinuch in the ganze Welt, it's almost no future. Children being moired, rebelling against their parents. The ganze bin Odom Lachveiroi has lost touch. There might have been a more by goyim, a type of a constant derech eretz from young to old, but everything is gone today. It's a new world. Be'as Boch Hashem, our bin Odom Lachveiroi, our constitution, our lifestyle, which is based on Torah Kodesh, that comes from Pia Kodesh Baruch Hu, is in every aspect of life, it's a different outlook. And if we shouldn't forget that. And that was, we were trying to rid themselves of, going towards Matan Torah, preparing themselves. All the influences they had by being in Mitzrayim, the dust that accumulated upon them, the ganze schmutz that came from Mitzrayim, this they were carrying with them, to a certain extent surely. This was the Shiva Nekiim that took place on the way to Midbar Sinai, to Mekabel HaTorah, to see, to cleansify themselves from that, to get pure, and to be a totally fled Jew, and to see to be Mekabel HaTorah with our ganze Yiddish Ashkofe, without any of the Goyishan influences from the world around. For Avdil, and the Torah was taken given in the Midbar, where there was no other influence. You know, when a person lives somewhere, you always adapt, and you have something catches on. The Midbar is Amokim Hefka, that the Fusrofim, that the Pochayim start, I don't know what that is, Lechoshim, but there are no people. There's no standards, no set standards, you're just between you and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the way you have to be Mekabel the Torah. There's no other way, just to be Mekabel the Torah in that way. There is a little problem, because when we live in a country, and especially in Chutz La'aretz, and today in Eretz Yisrael to a certain extent, if you want to follow, we do get influence. And let's be quite frank, a simcha, which by a Jew should be a Jewish simcha, really we should be mesameach ourselves, mainly with anything which is connected to our avodas Hashem. A simcha for Nayid, you know, he says, Shloim HaMelech, Zoktim, we say, Mishli says it, Ule simcha mazu oise, simcha mazu oise, al tismach Yisroel el gilbo amim. There used to be people who used to go tamtim to theaters and other places, they stayed in Medrash, in Mitzrayim as well, you found them in the wrong places. And to enjoy the goyish simchas, laugh with them, and enjoy what they enjoy, totally alien to the Derech HaTorah. So the Melech has shown gesagt, your Simcha is not the Simcha of the Amim. It might be a bit difficult because I'm living with them. I deal with them. Oh, you know, the vision of the Rebbe said a good word once. I think it was Imri Chaim or Shuas Moshe, one of the visions of the Rebbe. He says, Medav gut sein zu sei, aber nicht mit sei. You have to behave, you have to be Mekadosh Shem Shomayim and you're dealing with the Goy. But don't live with them. Don't join their lifestyle just because you're dealing with them. And this is a great problem. We've always had this problem. And it's always been a taina, and even said once to the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's mentioned in Eichor, that you put us up in a situation that we're always saying to the goyim, we can't mingle with you. It's a taina they have even the Rebbeinu Shlom that caused trouble, they say. Aposik, Arashi, in Eichor, I forgot the Loshon Aposik now, that we can't mingle with them. And we're not supposed to mingle with them. But it's very difficult. I'll tell you in a minor way, we do enjoy Goyish Simchas. Let me be quite frank, as I tell you myself, I was a great football supporter in the olden days. My team was Arsenal. I don't know what are they today, but on top of the league, at the bottom. And there was a certain time when I was still quite excited about results between them and other teams, and it was a bit painful if they lost the cup or something like that. Baruch Hashem, today it doesn't make any difference to me anymore. I'm serious. It doesn't make any difference. I'm not even interested to hear what's going on. Because honestly, we have to pursue other interests. It's a minor thing I'm saying, but you know, I know people of 70 who are still very excited about the game. I'm not saying it's an avere chas v'sholem, aber me freit sich mit dem Gilbo Amin. And it's true. You can't deny the fact that in other yonim as well, we have to know we are in Golis. The Rebbeinu Shlom put us up here in England. And people settled down after the war, after all those tzoras. Most of the people came afterwards, the immigrants. The Rebbeinu Shlom does not want us to become an Englishman. Yeah, we are citizens and we have to behave. We have to abide to the rules. We have to pay our taxes, hopefully. We have to be a mensch. But we are not an Englishman. Berlin is Jerusalem, is Meshuge geworden. Berlin is Jerusalem, it's the Vaterland. They showed us what the Fatherland is. And believe it or not, they haben uns nicht lieb. This I'm saying in Yiddish. Sie haben uns nicht lieb. Für die kleinste Sache können sie immer eure sein, gurgefährlicher. And there is anti-Semitism prevailing, especially in European countries today. It's always coming back again. Because we are a different nation. They don't know themselves why. I know there's certain goyim who don't like Yidden. They don't even know themselves why. Somebody told me he came into the military in Belgium, and somebody said to me, looked at him, said, "You're a Jew. I thought you have horns." He didn't know what a Jew meant. He was taught that they're such like the old Vikings. Oh, they look like the Jews. There's an inborn hatred. Can Golish Torn of a Fun Matan Teuret came about. Yordos Himmel um es Eulam. Me soll sich nicht einreden. There's no adaptation here. We have our set standards how to live. And this has to be very clear. B'shas v'mekabel Torah, we want to be your nation, Ribbono shel Olam. In Olam Haba, we're also going to be with you. We are the Amanifra, but the Amanifra is not only a privilege, it's a responsibility as well. A responsibility to live this standard that the Ribbono shel Olam requires. Gei mazbe sein agoi, simmen reichla mit alef in shuchen orach, und der Rambam in hilches deus, she kol kave neusse av Yehul Hashem Shomayim. Az ayid, to nish nene sein fin oile mazeh, if it's not connected, la voide sa voire. Gei dos mazbe sein agoi. We are also not on the standard as it should be, but at least we're trying to reach that standard. Aber dos is ayid. And this is oilem habe, and oilem habe, doich haruchnis die gewelt, we have to think of it. And it's a bit difficult, and especially in Golus it's difficult. Very difficult in exile, where we live the life, we're brought up, and we're part of the system. Und doch darf Ayid verstehen, that azoi wie Mitzrayim, chaye vodem niris es atzmoi, we're continuously trying to get out of Mitzrayim. We're trying to live a real Torah standarding way. Kulay Torah. And look into the Torah for all that I'm doing, and find all solutions. In the Torah Deutsche, Zuhören der Chachmei Ador. Don't have your own opinion. Don't pick up opinions from newspapers or from reporters. They're going to tell us and give us ideas exactly what's going on in the world. Die haben doch auch für uns die richtige Emunah euch nicht da sehen. Nur in Teurag Deutsche we can find it. And the more we get involved and immerse ourselves in Teure, the more Asmode that we learn, and we try to find our solutions in the Teure, then we become the real Am HaNifcha, the Am Kabbalah HaTeure. And this is the Shivan Akiyam, which I feel is really what is required of us in all generations, because everyone has his own Mitzrayim. We are caught up in a Mitzar, of the Mitzar of the Golus, and everyone has his private Golus with his own chitboynes anefesh, lev yodeya, and this we have to try to, in the best way, to get to the clear teuretige path. I always say, if you go on the wrong path, you have two ways forking, one to this direction, one to that, and in one way will lead eventually to a palace. You might have to make twists and turns and a lot of hurdles, but you'll get there one day. But the second road forks off to a different direction. Whatever you do there, you'll never reach the palace. The palace is Olam Habo. The world here is a proizdoer, as the Mishnah says in others. We have to step on the right road, you see, what's going on the right direction. And not chas v'sholem go off track, we'll never get to this traklin. Although we have difficulties even if we get on the right track, but at least we're on the right way, we're on the right direction. And that's what's required of the Yid. We'll only get it from the Torah, Gdoshe. But in the way the Torah understands, follow the Shulchan Aruch. Follow the Shulchan Aruch and try to do what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. Not what my ideas are, not what I pick up from the world outside, or from other people giving me ideas. I want to follow the Shulchan Aruch, and the more you adhere to that, the closer you are to the path of the real, of the authentic Torah, in the Am Mekablei HaTorah, as if it's a Gevede Midbar. The Rebbeinu Shem should help us in all ways, that we should be zoiche to go through the Shivan Akiyim, with the emistige preparation needed, with zoiche zayn zi Mekablei HaTorah, and we may also be zoicher to all the broches aksuvois batoicher.